1 o'clock, this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Vita Korhani. It's 12 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, a 20-year-old man is dead after a shooting in Scarborough last night. Police say the man was shot at the intersection of Old Finch Avenue and Harvest Moon Drive. The victim suffered from 3 to 4 gunshot wounds. Police are looking for a black 5'8" man wearing dark clothes. Officers are looking for witnesses and anyone with additional information. A 28-year-old man has been stabbed to death during a home invasion last night. Police say the stabbing occurred at 9:15 after two male suspects entered an apartment building on Bogart Avenue near Young Street and Shepherd Avenue. Officers say one gun-wielding suspect demanded cash and drugs. The second suspect apparently walked to the bathroom and confronted the victim as he was getting out of the shower. He stabbed him several times. After the suspects fled, the victim was rushed to the hospital where he died. Police say that the suspects have light brown complexions and are about 5'8". A tentative deal has been made to avoid strike or lockout at the Toronto Zoo. The Toronto Zoo and the union representing 400 employees talked well past the midnight deadline. They announced the agreement this morning. The union was worried that the lockout and strike would have a negative impact on animal care. Details of the tentative agreement aren't being revealed until employees have an opportunity to vote on the deal. A ratification vote is being held early next week. This means the highly anticipated panda exhibit should be opening on May 18th. More than 300 people gathered for the unveiling ceremony of Jack Layton Way. Layton's widow, MP Olivia Chow, and Councillor Paula Fletcher opened the renamed street in East York. As I recently reported, the street is in honor of the late Toronto Danforth MP and former federal NDP leader. There's a new street sign called Jack Layton Way. It's outside the new Bridgepoint Hospital in East York. The new road begins on St. Matthews Road and ends at the corner of Gerrard Street East and Broadview Avenue. It has been renamed after the former politician who died of cancer in 2011. Layton's widow, Olivia Chow, unveiled the street sign.
This is a tremendous campus. That jail sometime will be closed this year. People move, and so this healing campus will be being completed over the next 2 years, and Jack Layton Way will run through it all. It's really the right place because of the many different things that it touches, and they were all things Jack was very much involved in.
The street opening is only the beginning of the reconfiguration of the area. Within the next 2 years, there would be parkland, pathways, and streetscapes surrounding the new Children's Hospital. The area itself is in Jack Layton's old riding. Councillor Paula Fletcher believes the area showcases Layton's legacy.
It's the Jack Layton Way that we come and celebrate together, celebrate what we can do together now and in the future. And from a menacing jail of despair to a beautiful hospital that is about healing, that is so much Jack Layton Way, which is a way of love, hope, and optimism.
During the ceremony, Chow was given a replica of the street sign in order to remember the historic day. Vito Korhani, Observer Radio News, Toronto. Turning now to sports, the Leafs won 4-0 last night against the Florida Panthers. Phil Kessel led the way with 2 goals. The Leafs stand in 5th place in the Eastern Conference. Tomorrow, the Leafs are playing against Montreal Canadiens for their season finale. The game will be at the ACC at 7 o'clock. The Toronto Blue Jays lost 5-3 last night against the New York Yankees. Manager John Gibson was ejected from the game during the 7th inning. He argued with the second base umpire for an overturned play. That was the 22nd time he was ejected in his career. The Jays play the Yankees again at 7:05. The Toronto FC are playing against the New York Red Bulls tomorrow. The team is coming off their 2-0 win last Wednesday against the Montreal Impact. The game will be in Toronto at 2. And in entertainment, The Big Wedding comes out in theaters today. Robert De Niro and Diane Keaton plays a divorced couple. They reunite in their New England home for their adopted son's wedding. The movie also stars Robin Williams. He plays the priest. Pain and Game also comes out today. the movie is about three personal trainers in Miami. In pursuit of the American dream, they get caught in a criminal enterprise that goes wrong. The movie also stars Mark Wahlberg and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Vita Korhani.